What's up, guys? I want to give a shout out to all the people that have been listening to the podcast for the last 2 full years, actually 3 full years. And I also want to give a shout out to all the new people who have been listening for the last couple weeks. Our numbers are consistently growing by dozens every single week. And I just want to give a huge shout out to all the new listeners out there. If you like the podcast, if you're enjoying the content, please subscribe, leave a review, share it with a friend or family member. Now, right to the episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Life Coach Zach podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. The chartable podcast data has been updated this week, and I am pleased to inform everybody that the Life Coach Zach podcast is charting in 3 specific countries. The Life Coach Zach podcast is now number 17 in self-improvement category in Argentina, number 29 in the self-improvement category in Iceland, and number 102 in the self-improvement category in South Africa. Now, the next country we are going to dominate is going to be the United States of America, best country on earth. And the reason why we have been able to catch so much momentum and build so much steam and reach more and more people is because of you guys, because of the listeners. You guys are sharing it. You guys are reviewing each episode. You guys are telling your friends and family about the podcast. And I want to thank you so very, very much. I really try hard to get great guests, and I really try hard to bring amazing value when it comes to self-improvement, when it comes to ultra wellness, when it comes to mental health, when it comes to strong, positive, uplifting, and amazing habits. And that's what I'm about. And today's episode, this is a solo podcast, and this episode is all about protocols. And what do I mean by protocols? Well, there are protocols for each and everything in life. The protocol for good sleep is to get off your phone an hour before bed, not eat 2 to 3 hours before bed, and don't consume any caffeine before bed. That would be a very vague and surface level protocol for getting good sleep. So the reason why I want to talk about protocols is because I was on a coaching call with one of my clients yesterday, and we were talking about his protocol for weight loss and his protocol for stronger, more vibrant, ultra wellness and physical health. And over the last 6.5 weeks of working together, maybe it's been 2 months, he's already down over 30 pounds. And this is someone who came to me looking to lose weight, needs to live a more physical, healthy lifestyle. So we started with just 25 minutes on the treadmill every single day. That turned into a little bit of strength training. We incorporated intermittent fasting, and we pivoted his diet from boxed frozen breakfast to nuts, seeds, bananas, avocados, and eggs. And he's down 30 pounds. But the reason why I'm telling this story is because we had a very interesting coaching call session yesterday, and he's dealing with a little bit of back issues, which was prior to working with me. He has his psoas muscle, okay, which is the muscle that connects, and I'm not a doctor, and I did not study anatomy of the body, but the psoas muscle is somewhere in your hip. It somehow connects the groin to the hamstring, and it's inside the hip joint. Now, some of that could be inaccurate, but you get the visual here. You know where it is. It's to the left or to the right side of your private parts, okay? And it's a muscle. It's a muscle that very commonly gets inflamed and very commonly is in pain. And I've dealt with it myself as well. And the reason why I had some pain was because my technique when I was training for my Ironman on the run was not as technically sound as it should be. I was lifting my knee up too high instead of striding in front of me. Instead of striding outwards, forwards, I was picking my knee up too high. But back to why this story, this anecdote is relevant to today's podcast. And I'll tell you why. It's because everyone's protocol is different. Everyone's protocol is different. Okay. What works best for me might not work best for you, and vice versa. I tell my clients this all the time, okay? I don't tell my clients what I do. I don't tell my clients what I eat. I don't tell my clients about the mental health exercises that I perform on a daily basis and how I track my habits and how I save my money
and how I plan my goals, and I don't tell them about my perspective and my mindset and my opinion on things, because the session is all about them. But to the point that just because what I do works for me doesn't mean it's going to work for you, and vice versa. So I like to get the opinions of a lot of different professionals in people's lives. I want to get the advice of their doctor. I want to get the advice of their physical therapist. I want to get the advice of their therapist. This is a team effort. In order to transform and change someone's life, it has to be a team effort. I cannot do this alone, right? Now, I bring a ton of value to the team. I see myself as the quarterback. Honestly, I see myself as the quarterback. You know, this is the play that we're going to call. Do you agree with this play call? You do? Okay, now execute. Run your route, catch the ball, get out of bounds if you have to, score a touchdown. Whatever you got to do to continue to push the envelope forward, to continue to push the ball down the field. So protocols. So what are some protocols that I think are really important? Well, there is the physical health protocol. And in the subset of the physical health protocol, there are nutrition, exercise, and supplementation. And supplementation is really, really important because our body can only produce so much X. Our body can only produce so much of the nutrients and minerals that we need to have high energy levels and to physically live a long-lasting, high-quality life, okay? So what are some of the supplements that I'm taking? Now, these supplements are not what everyone should be taking. These are the supplements that I am starting to slowly incorporate into my life, into my routine, because over the last 8 to 9 months, I would say over the last 6 months at least, I have not drank any protein powder. I have not taken any vitamins. I have not taken any supplements at all. Zero supplements, okay? Zero supplements. Now, before those 6 months, I was taking some supplements. I was taking omega-3 fish oil. I was drinking protein powder after the gym. I was taking magnesium at night. Sometimes I would take some microgreens powder. But after listening to a ton of credible scientists and dietitians and elite performing individuals, I've decided I'm going to start reincorporating these back into my diet, back into my protocol, per se. So what am I starting to add into my protocol? Well, I started to add microgreens powder. Very, very rich, very dense in micronutrients. Spirulina, chlorella, a lot of things that are good for our brain, a lot of things that are good for our gut, a ton of probiotics that are good for digestion and gut health. And then I'm going to start slowly incorporating back into my diet fish oil, omega-3s, really, really healthy fats, which are good for our joints, which are good for our brain, which are good for our skin and our nails and our hair. So I'm going to start slowly incorporating that back into my protocol. And then I'm going to start taking ashwagandha, and I'm going to start taking L-theanine, and I'm going to start taking magnesium, but I'm going to slowly incorporate these into my protocol, so I can become more aware and acknowledge which ones are working, which ones are not working. Because guys, this stuff can get expensive. Okay, these supplements, as far as price goes, it can really add up, okay? But why am I talking about this? Why am I sharing my protocol with you guys? Because I wanna help you come up with your protocol. What's best for you when it comes to supplementation, when it comes to exercise, when it comes to nutrition? Because everyone is different, and what works best for me might not work best for you. I'm gonna say it 10 more times before this podcast is up. What works best for me might not work best for you, and vice versa. So there are three subsets, there are three categories, and I want you to come up with a protocol for each one of these categories. And the first category we're gonna talk about is physical exercise. The first category we're gonna talk about is physical exercise. So when it comes to physical exercise, the first thing that you want to understand is that you really don't have to do too much. don't try to do the most with your physical exercise protocol. But exercising daily is a non-negotiable. Exercising daily should be the minimum. And what type of exercise should you be doing? Well, it depends on your lifestyle. It depends on how much time you have. It depends on what your goals are. But one thing that is extremely necessary for everybody is to go on a walk every single day. You get outside for 20 to 25 minutes. You go on a walk, either listen to a podcast, listen to an audiobook, maybe listen to some therapeutic music, maybe call a friend. Okay, but habit stacking, going on your 20-minute walk with a phone call to a friend or family member and or listening to a podcast / audiobook. So that is the bare minimum. The bare minimum, guys, is a 25-minute walk every single day. Every single day. I do this myself every single morning, you know, around 7:30, 7 a.m. when the sun comes out after my meditation. I'll go walk outside, get some sunlight, breathe some fresh air, listen to a podcast. That's what I like to do, okay? But if you want to do some strength training, let's say your goal is to build muscle. Let's say your goal is to build is to become stronger, okay? You should be lifting at least four times a week. You should be lifting at least four times a week. Now, one of those days should be legs. One of those days should be upper body. One of those days should be core. One of those days should be full body. That to me is a very simple way to create your protocol for physical exercise. Is leg day, upper body day, core day, full body day. Okay? Now let's pivot to nutrition, which is the most important part of your physical health protocol. What you put into your body is the most important part of your physical health protocol. So what should a good diet look like? Well, here there's not a lot of margin for error, okay? You're either eating whole foods that are rich and dense in nutrients, or you're eating processed foods that have carcinogens. There's no in between, okay? So when it comes to eating a good nutritious diet, you want to stick to whole foods. You want to stick to nuts and seeds, almonds, walnuts. You want to stick to fruits and vegetables, apples, avocados, bananas. You want to stick to animal protein, ground turkey, red meat, chicken, fish. Okay? Keeping it really simple. And make sure you get veggies on in every single meal. Make sure you're getting broccoli. Make sure you're getting your cucumbers. Make sure you're getting a lot of different colors of the rainbow, red peppers. Okay, squash, zucchini, whatever it is. And eating two or three times a day. I prefer intermittent fasting. What works best for me might not work best for you and vice versa. But I have gotten a lot of positive results from intermittent fasting. I have higher energy levels, more mental clarity. It gives me a couple extra hours of focused work before I eat. Because once I eat, I feel lethargic. I feel a little heavy. I feel weighed down a little bit. So intermittent fasting benefits me. It depends on you, right? What works best for me might not work best for you, and vice versa. So that's the protocol when it comes to physical exercise and nutrition. That is one of the most protocols. The other very important protocol is your sleep protocol. Okay, going to sleep at the same time, waking up at the same time. What is your nighttime protocol? For me, it's no more eating after 7:30. It's drinking a lot of water. It's turning the lights down low. It's getting off my phone. That's my nighttime protocol. Other people like to add skincare routine into their protocol. A lot of people like to add essential oil diffusers into their protocol. A lot of people like to add, you know, hot tea, which I used to do quite often. I haven't really done it lately, but a little bit of hot tea before you go to bed, because our circadian rhythm, our body's internal clock, our natural ability to get ready for bed and kind of shut down, relax the mind, doing that consistently and executing that consistently on a daily basis is very important. I mean, you've heard it, guys. I'm not the first person to say it. This is not an original thought. You hear it from a lot of people that going to sleep and waking up at the same time is extremely crucial to getting good sleep. Okay, so you need to have a sleep protocol. You need to have a physical exercise protocol. You need to have a nutrition protocol. You need to have a mental health protocol. What's my mental health protocol? Well, I like to meditate for 20 minutes every single morning. Okay? I like to believe and have faith in the universe that everything's going to be okay. And there are a lot of exercises that I do on a daily or weekly basis that allow me to do that. Number one, I look at the stars. You know, when I'm driving and I'm parked at a red light, my sunroof's open, I look up and I see a lot of stars, and I can't help but think how little and insignificant my life is compared to the entire universe. And that is a healthy feeling. It's a healthy feeling that, look, all this shit doesn't really matter. It really doesn't matter. Just live your life and be happy, right? This doomsday clock thing that's trending on TikTok or Instagram. The only reason I know about it is because my brother shared it with me. This doomsday clock thing, it's bullshit. Okay? Or is there global warming? Yes. Do I believe global warming is an issue? Absolutely. It is an issue. Okay? It's science. Global warming is an issue. Is global nuclear warfare an issue? Yes! Global nuclear warfare is an issue. For sure. So do I believe that those two things are an existential threat to humans? Yes. But this thing that there's a clock, this doomsday clock, and it moves 10 seconds to midnight, and it moves 90 seconds to midnight, and we're closer to, you know, an apocalypse and XYZ and the other. No, you're bullshit. You just want to scare us. Listen, rule number one, don't believe anything you see on the news. Rule number one, don't believe anything you see on the news. Rule number two, who gives a damn what's on the news? The only news that should matter is what's in front of your face. What are you doing right here, right now with what you got from where you're at? Okay? What's going on in this place? What's going on in that place? What's going on with gas prices? What's going on with egg prices? What's going on with politics? Okay? It doesn't really affect you right here, right now with what you got from where you're at. Do your best with what you got from where you're at right here, right now. And continue to do that every single day, every single moment, every single week. Keep stacking those bricks, because eventually you're going to build a nice house, a beautiful house with a strong foundation. So just focus on stacking those bricks, guys. Don't worry about the doomsday clock. Who gives a shit about the doomsday clock? So protocols. Guys, I would love the opportunity to help you guys out with your protocols when it comes to physical health, nutrition, supplementation, and sleep. And that's why I want to invite you to my free health coaching webinar, which is going to be next Monday, January 30th at 8 p.m. I have not promoted the link yet. You guys are going to be the first to hear about it. Hopefully a podcast editor can get this podcast episode up ready to go by today, if not tomorrow. Next Monday, January 30th, free health coaching webinar. You can register. Where can you register? I mean, I guess you can head over to Life Coach Zach Instagram page and you can register there, or you can somehow find my Calendly link. I know I'm not really doing a good job of making this accessible for you guys. I'm going to make you work a little bit, but just know this. If you are interested in the health webinar, you can shoot me a DM at Life Coach Zach or on my main page, Zach Rancy. And I can send you guys a link. Thank you guys so much for listening to this solo episode on protocols. It was a pleasure. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share with a friend or family member. We're rising the charts around the world, guys. Let's rise to the charts in the good old USA. Have a great day, and I will see you guys on the next episode of the Life Coach Zach Podcast.